Look, back to the virus. And you know that I've had some concerns about the way the Queensland government has treated people on compassionate grounds through the course of the last, well, 18 months. We had the dreadful story of a young woman from Canberra wishing to see her dying father. She couldn't do that. And then she couldn't go to the funeral in the traditional sense. She had to wave to her mother and sister from afar. Well, there's another story that is showing a lack of compassion. Two people, American citizens, I believe, have come back to Australia to visit the husband's dying father. He may only have a short time to live. He's suffering with pancreatic cancer. Now, the husband and wife arrived in Australia fully vaccinated, but they're stuck in a Sydney hotel in quarantine as Queensland Health refused them travel exemptions to say goodbye. The couple landed in Sydney from LA at 5 to 7 yesterday morning, having received Australian Border Force and New South Wales health exemptions to travel, compassionate grounds. They even went to the trouble of arranging a private charter plane. They're not rich people, but they somehow came up with the money to take them straight to Coolangatta. But at the last minute, the Queensland Health rejected their exemption request, forcing them into 14 days in hotel quarantine. The son of the man, his name is Mr. Killian, he said, "It's just unbelievable. The direct result of Queensland's decision is denying me the right to say goodbye to my father. It strikes me as unbelievably cruel for this situation. They're both US citizens. The couple required an exemption from the Australian Border Force to come to the country in the first place. That was granted under compassionate and compelling category. The approval stated the circumstances outweigh the risk to the Australian community." Now, the gentleman, the father, is an 80-year-old, terminally ill. And his doctor says, in a letter supporting the request, his condition was severe. His health was deteriorating fast. He's losing mental faculties. His organs are shutting down and the dying process has started. The Queensland Chief Health Officer said no. No. You can't come. Given the gravity of the consequences, it's not a decision the Chief Health Officer is deeply unfortunate consequence of the current pandemic. Now stranded in the four Points Sheraton Hotel in Chippendale, Mark Killian, the son, is desperate. The charter plane, which cost $15,000, is on standby in case Dr. Young has a change of heart. They're both vaccinated. They're both vaccinated on compassionate grounds, for God's sake. Dear, oh dear, oh dear. Surely to goodness there's some compassion there somewhere. I know that we're in the middle of a pandemic, but special circumstances. Please, Dr. Young, please. Anyway, those pleas will fall on deaf ears as they have previously.